There it is.
Oh, oh.
There it is. 2023.
Yep, that's the year that it is.
This is The Gap on KBOO Portland. My name is Tammy, and with me live and in person, or live with me at this moment, pre-recorded and in person, here on the airwaves, Althea Billings.
Hello, hello. I thought of a good adjective for you, because you know how you sometimes give me adjectives. The persevering.
Oh, man.
Tammy. Well, I'd like to think we're both persevering. Folks, we've been off for a couple weeks. And we're sorry, but it's not for lack of trying. Can I say that?
No, it was. There was the snow. You know what's interesting? The snowstorm is a snowstorm. Mm. That makes sense. But the follow up, the days after that, it was just the trees were not in the middle of Ainsworth. There was just a tree, like it lives there, like it pays rent, sitting in the middle of the tree. No one was doing anything. People were just going. I'm like, hey. This is like the 10th tree that I've seen on the middle of the middle of a main street. So I was like, all right, you know, just kind of take it easy. But then there was a wire outside of my house just dangling.
Last week we tried to pre-record.
Mid-recording.
There was a giant, there was a power line. Was it a power line?
It was a cable line. And I didn't know if it was a cable or electric line. So I called both the electric people and the cable people.
Yeah.
Said whoever's coming here first gets a prize.
Figure it out, guys.
About 7 hours later, they came. The power line people.
Yeah.
It was not
seven hours.
Listen, they were. I've seen what they're dealing with. For days after, there were just like trees downed everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the station itself was dealing with the electric. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yep. And so, to clarify, we are, this is a pre-recorded episode, so we won't be able to speak with you live this morning, but hopefully we'll be able to get back to the call-in part of our talk show very soon, just not this episode. So it's just going to be me and Tammy riffing for an hour.
Woof.
Woof.
Here
what,
it is,
well,
2023.
2023, you know?
I'm trying to get used to saying that.
I'm not used to it. 2023.
I keep saying 2030.
Yeah. That's a good bit. You could run that for the rest of the month, for sure. February might get a little old, but he's like, guys, can you believe it's 2030?
Is it a leap year this year again?
No, next year is a leap year.
I know we don't have this plan, but I have a surprise question for you.
Whoa.
Is there anything in 2023 that you're excited for or looking forward to?
Well, okay. This is something that I did want us to talk about the idea of resolutions and stuff. Well, I mean, I am excited. Mostly I'm excited for summertime because kind of what I've determined is that the mark of a good year is a good summer. And last year I would say I had a good year because I think I made the most of the summer.
You went backpacking?
I went backpacking. I went to a Renaissance fair. I did a lot of swimming in different places. That's kind of what I'm into when it comes to summertime. So that, you know, not to, but if you have a good summer, I can kind of coast to the end of the year. And then now I'm like gearing up for it to be summer again in like 6 months from now.
Yeah, it's a strange, it's a little snippets of summer definitely flashback in the middle of this long, cold, wet winter.
Yeah, the dark time as I often call it. I mean, hoping and planning for a good summer. I didn't really set resolutions of like, this is what I need to change about myself. And I want to talk more about that, about like why January is a particularly difficult time of year to do that kind of thing. But that I have some intentions, which is one of which is that I want to travel more and not like travel, see things per se, but like, you know, some of my family and friends are more far flung than they were a few years ago. So I want to be able to go visit people that I haven't seen in a while or I've been relying on them coming to me. And then my other intention is that I want to make more stuff. I want to get more into sewing and crocheting and, you know.
And you got your little miniatures.
Oh, yeah. And my miniatures. Yeah, I got to work. I want to do more with those. So more just like creative pursuits, getting out there, traveling a little bit. Although I will say with all of the debacles that happened around flying this, you know, end of year, Christmas time, New Year's. It's not really encouraging for those of us maybe looking to do more air travel.
Were you talking about the people or the airlines?
The
or
airlines.
Both? Okay, the just airlines. the cancellation?
Well, just that it's sort of, you know, it's like it's a house of cards. It just sort of seems like it came crumbling down so easily. And I think it's like, I mean, I wasn't luckily doing air travel over the holidays. I was traveling by car, but having to deal with that and how much we rely on those services to be consistent and how absolutely derailed everything becomes.
Sure, that's, yeah.
I think is, I guess it's not shocking really, but it is jarring. What about you?
Time travel.
Yeah, do you got intentions, resolutions, here, I have aspirations?
I have a bit about intentions.
Okay, tell me.
If you want to tell, this is me saying, I don't care about your intentions for 2023. Tell it to that bag of spinach that you have in the refrigerator since November. That's who wants to hear about
That's
your intentions.
That's pretty good. Oh, wait. Okay, so in the lost episode that we don't have, because in the middle of it, Tammy had to go deal with a neighbor climbing on top of a random person's car to try to pick up the power line, which there's a few reasons why that might not work.
I mean, it worked.
Worked in what sense?
It worked in the sense the electric people came and they're like, well, you did a good job. All right. And I was like, all right, you okay.
I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Sounds good enough to me. What were we talking about? Oh, that we had a good motto for the year in the lost episode.
Oh, sure. It wasn't somebody's getting sued.
Right. Last year, Tammy's motto for the year, and she was very right about this, was somebody's getting sued. There were a lot of people that got sued.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember. It was around, we were talking about all the lawsuits and all mm-hmm. the different things that we are now seeing being codified. We're kind of looking back and we're like, oh, I don't know. Should gays have rights? I don't know. Should intermarriage exist? Like, maybe we should have. And like all the and abortion, should that exist still? Mm. So all these things getting codified. And I said, use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. And I think you said something.
Oh,
get it down writing. So it is.
The motto for 2023 is get it in writing.
Use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it and get it in writing. That's kind of, you know, when in doubt, what should we be doing? Let's get it in writing.
Get that paper trail.
And maybe that's just, and you know, apply it to resolutions. Get it in writing. Maybe you should be journaling more. Maybe you should write down your feelings. Or, you know, contractual obligations, sort of, you know, agreements.
Sure.
You know, norms that we've relied on. It's like, well, it's always been this way. It'll totally be fine. It's like, no, get it in writing.
Right. And we've seen that over and over again throughout the year. We talked about it throughout the year. I guess I should say for folks who are tuning in maybe for the first time because maybe their New Year's resolution
was to
or
listen
intention
to,
is to
listen to K-Boom.
There it is, which is a great resolution.
Yeah. And can I say one thing before you go there? Oh, we should say we really want to thank everybody who helped support our end of year membership drive. Thank you.
I have another bit about end membership drive.
Okay, wait.
End of membership, end of year. Everyone in December, everyone getting a slaughter of emails, a slew of emails talking about end of the year giving, this and that. Tammy, what do you think about giving? First of all, as a millennial, I will not let you gaslight me into donating at the. I will gaslight myself and I'll donate when I want to.
Right.
Follow up to that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this end of the year giving got me to thinking, what about me?
Oh.
What am I taking? What am I getting? Yeah, I'm giving, giving, giving. What about me?
Right.
And I think KBOO gives me a lot. Literally 24 hours of broadcasts where it's music, this show, the friendships, the eclectic broadcast schedule, made up of so many different things. It's local, the news, all of this. And that's why I think that not all donations are equal. Mm. And I do think that donating to a place like KBOO is super impactful because you're literally tune in, boom, you get it. You know, it's a, how do you say, I'm not good with the economics, investment on return?
Oh, ROI, return on investment.
Oh. Is there's that
a,
what that is?
Yeah, there's an acronym.
I thought there's a someone named Roy. All right.
But his name's Roy, but he can't spell. So it's like
Roy.
when we're talking about him and we don't want him to know, ROI over there.
They just yell it out every time.
Yeah, we used to do that in front of my little sisters when they were little. And you do it in front of the dog so that they
they can't
don't know that you're going to the B-E-A-C-H.
Mm.
Yeah, the beach.
Oh, the beach. I don't go there, so I didn't know how to spell. I was like, what is she spelling?
Or, W-A-L-K.
Yeah, W-A-L, yes.
You know, we're talking about getting in writing. Another thing, spell it out.
Yes.
Spell it out. Get it in writing. Use it or lose it.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
And this is not legal advice, but it's...
No, it's never legal advice.
But if we're seeing, if people are treating your rights like they are malleable, then no, that's a harsh boundary.
Yeah.
Got it written down.
And if it's ever a question,
sure,
get it in writing. Spell it out.
Spell it out. Get it in writing.
Use it.
boom, boom.
I'm going to make sure I type these out so that we come back to them.
Speaking of typing it out and coming back to things, folks who might, their New Year's resolution might be to listen to radio more,
right,
or community radio, support local institution, pillar. This program is usually a two-part program where we either have a news roundup or an interview for the first part, and then the second part, we do a community question where folks who are listening can call in. Like Althea said, this is a pre-recorded show, so
yeah,
no calling in this time. But
yeah,
we've had, you know, reminiscing back on the year, we've had some great callers and great insight. And I love when people call in and use the program as a way to, like, shout out upcoming events and action that they're doing. And I guess as a New Year intention, I guess for the program, I'd love for us to, like, incorporate that more.
I think it's always worth, like, reiterating our intention with the call-in portion. Because
sure,
it's different than a radio show that you might hear on any other channel. That it's not like, you know, we don't want to, Tammy and I don't want to fight with you.
No, that's, you know, that's when we started the show.
Yeah.
Moons ago.
May 2020, actually. Can you believe that it's been that long?
I can't now. What is it? 2023?
2.5 years, I think.
I think that in the beginning when we first started the show, I was amazed at how many people just want to fight at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning. Like, no, this is not the space. It's Friday. We're about to kick it off to the weekend after a long week.
Yeah.
We're trying to bring some, you know, just uplift folks and talk about interesting things. And we're like, you know what? The community question might be a good way to, like, set a framework or just, you know, give some container for the type of interactions that we'd like to have at 8:00 a.m.
8:00 a.m. It's early, folks. And here's the thing. We're pre-recording this. It's a little later than normal. So, you know, we have a little bit of a different energy. But yeah, like we try to put together community questions that are, you know, like, gonna provoke an interesting thought, provoke interesting discussion, but also, you know, elicit new ideas and new ways for people to connect with each other. And I actually went through a bunch of ours. Actually, hold on, it's in my backpack. Okay, yes, I did look back at some of our really good community questions from last year. Unspoken communication.
Mm.
Worst advice ever.
Mm.
Art that you found impactful. That was a great one. How do you vote? Advice that you got from a book. That was an interesting one. There was good book recommendations. How do you practice solidarity? Overrated, underrated.
What if we wrote this? These are our questions.
Yeah, over 8 years. Like, that one was overrated, underrated. It was pretty fun.
Sure, I loved also we did the community question for the ranked choice voting.
Oh, the ranked choice voting one was really,
really
fun.
Yeah.
Talking about the third place. What's your third place? What's the importance of the third place? Acknowledging the win column.
Sure.
Which is a phrase that I came up with. And that, I think, is an important one to bring back this time around, too, because, you know, people are like, oh, New Year's resolutions, do this, do that, buy these things and change your life in this way. I think it's also important at this point in time to look back and say, like, you know, I did some good stuff.
What am I happy about?
What am I proud of? What good things have also, you know, happened in my space and in the world? Not to rest on one's laurels, you know, but to remember that good things do happen and you do make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about fears, yeah, the ranked choice voting one, and you know, teachers or mentors who were meaningful.
Oh,
that's just a sort of sprinkly sampling of the type of you know, conversations that we try to provoke here on this program.
And I learned a lot from callers, the community questions about books, about just all sorts of advice. I think maybe it was in 2021 when we did one around fraud, and that was interesting.
Oh yeah, the fraud one was...
Because it was around the holidays. There's a peak in fraud because of all the online, you know, gift shopping and, you know, all the different, like, ways that people can be defrauded. That was interesting it was actually really sad, but also interesting. But maybe we saved someone from making a mistake. So
yeah,
who knows?
Who knows? No timeshares, folks.
That's the energy that we're trying to bring in and not, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll
get it in writing.
Get it in writing, yes. Yeah.
Well, did you say what your intentions or aspirations are for the new year were?
I got to talk to that bag of lettuce in my refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to... I actually do want to cook more.
Okay, nice.
I want to have the courage to end my gym membership that I started last year. But they make you go inside to do it.
Oh.
I can only pause it, but I still have to pay $15.
That's a drag, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I got another bit.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I lost at the gym is about $300,
$400. It's good to bring that up this time of year.
Yeah, 100%. But to be real, you know, I went there, I could count, I think, 5 times in the whole year that I've had the membership. And it was nice. It's just, you know, once I find parking where I live, it's hard to find parking. So once I find parking, it's hard to try to get me out of the house.
Right.
That's just my truth.
A gym or a parking spot?
I take the dog out for a walk, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're active.
Listen, I need to be more, that's another intention, to be more active, but to also be, like, healthier in the sense of, like, learning what food is good for me, not just to be like healthy, like eat more salads, but like,
yeah,
I want to, you know, figure, understand, like, I guess some people call it like plant medicine or like food medicine, where I want to be like, just understand it more. I feel like I have a touch of the anemic. So like greens and molasses apparently are really good.
You really do need to talk to the spinach in the back of the fridge.
I do need, it's just, that spinach in the back of the fridge is going to, it's going to haunt me for it's like the symbol of, I'll take one piece and encase it in resin, and it'll be my rosebud. Another shout out.
I'm just like imagining a resin covered spinach leaf. What if you turned it into like a necklace?
Of course, it's going like, to be my whisper
necklace.
It's
like your scarlet letter. It's marking you. This is someone who needs more iron in their diet.
Listen, this is a relatable conversation. Half the city is anemic. I see y'all. I see we're struggling.
Well, how do you know if you're anemic? I guess I could look it up. You're not my doctor.
And I will not even give advice with my cold toes. But yeah, those are kind of the things that I am trying to invest more time in understanding. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I'm bringing with me from 2022.
Oh yeah.
Friends, mm-hmm. made some great friends. Mm-hmm. Want to keep them. Want to invest in that relationship. That get that ROI. Is that
what ROI? Talking about Roy again. This is my new friend Roy.
I want to be better at like getting presents and stuff for friends.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
also
something
I do. Are you a love language gift giver?
You know, I think, I don't know.
I will say about your gift giving is good for me.
Thank you.
When you give me gifts.
There it is.
But also because, like, related to, I think we asked about gift giving one time on the show and people were like, check out the Dollar Tree. Like,
that Harry said the
Dollar. It was Harry.
It was Harry. I'll never forget it. It's something I learned.
It was a big one.
The good old Dollar Tree. Pick up like 10, 12, 13 things.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Under $20, you made someone happy with put a little newspaper in it. Psh.
Yeah. Because
it's not about what you buy. It's about the intention and that you did it. And and then, you know, it's a dollar store, has some really cute things. Lots of knickknacks.
Yeah. Sometimes my gift giving is a little bit ad hoc, where it's like, and my mom does the same thing, where it's like you come to my house and I'm like, what do
Here's
you need?
Here's a plunger.
What do you need? What do you got? You want this? You want this thing? And people are like, I don't, and I'm like, no, you can have it. Take these Rubik's Cube themed coasters that I have.
Sure, my mom does it. I hate it.
I don't really
like, I can't.
Need it.
I don't need I don't any
really
of this. Need
it. But if you really like something, I mean, I got a lot of cool stuff, you know?
That's, you know what you got?
I got a lot of good stuff, you know, and sometimes you pick up good stuff on the off chance that someone in the future will need to be given the gift of that cool stuff. So, you know, you keep it in your back pocket.
I got a couple of things in the back pocket next to the spinach.
Yeah, next to my resin-covered spinach.
You make fun, but this is going to be a movement. It's going to be the spinach bag.
What's been going on locally? We should also say, as much as we like to riff and goof and gaff,
we get to extra goof because it's the end of the year show.
End of the year show, technically beginning of the new year show.
Listen, you know, tomato, tomato.
Oh, predictions.
Ooh.
People make a lot of predictions this time of year. What do you think is going to happen?
That's a good question. All right, let me just get my gearings in.
Mm.
Let's see. What are we seeing already happen? as far as locally, I'm very interested to see where Measure 114 goes.
Right, that's the gun control one.
It seems like there's a lot of pushback. The people of Portland, or at least Multnomah County, voted.
No, that's the.
Oh, it's sorry.
Measure 114 is the
it's
state.
It's a state one. Yeah. Excuse me. The good people of Oregon and Portland. I mean, Portland is in Oregon.
Portland is part of it. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, potato. Get it in writing.
The good people of Oregon voted that in favor of this measure around gun control. So that is under 10 magazines for
bans,
a weapon, and then
that have more than 10 rounds
are now banned, and
the background checks
and all of this information and the database would be stored and held in the police or sheriff's department. Is it police or sheriff's department?
Both. I'm not 100% clear on that. But yeah, it actually did get fully blocked earlier this week.
They said in the pamphlet, they said the sheriff's department said, hey, this is illegal. This is unconstitutional. California tried this. And they said, we'll sue.
Yeah.
We'll sue. That's
well,
my prediction.
Okay. Because they think in terms of a Second Amendment argument against it, the ban on larger than 10 round magazines is kind of where they're attacking that from.
Mm-hmm.
But the most recent sort of deliberation by this judge, Robert Rascio, out in Harney County was about whether or not the background check provision could go through, even if there, you know, need to have a full court process about the Second Amendment aspect of the magazine ban. And he decided Tuesday, I believe, that pump the brakes, the whole thing. We're going to stop the whole thing from going into effect. Partially because the state and, you know, localities or whatever don't have a great system set up already. So they're kind of like rushing to put that together. And, you know, they're arguing that it might restrict people's rights. And then there's this other thing about, you know, like that the people that are suing, I believe Gun Owners of America is the one that brought the lawsuit. They're saying that it can't be separated out as part of the law. The magazine thing. They're like, well, if the magazine thing is unconstitutional, then the whole dang thing is, even though there's language in the measure that people passed that said, you know, like, if anything is going to be separated out, if any part of this is unconstitutional, the voters want the rest of it to be in effect. So that's kind of what's getting mulled over. It's in, you know, state circuit court, it's in federal court. So lots moving and shaking on that front, but part of it is to close the quote-unquote Charleston loophole, which is basically like, if your background check hasn't come back after 3 days, they'll just give you the gun. I mean, sell it to you or whatever.
Imagine if all other things worked that way.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if banks were like, you know, we don't know if you're approved or not, but here's a loan.
Yeah,
anyways.
Imagine if your driver's license was like that.
I mean, looks of this town, it looks like it is like that.
Sometimes people
use your blinkers.
Wheel it over. Let me say something else, though. This is sort of a PSA, again, related to news. But for a lot of cars, like 41 million cars of different makes and models that were made between 2000 and 2018 have faulty airbags in them, Takata airbags, that are just explosives, basically waiting to happen. There is an option for folks to check if their car might be part of a recall. I believe it's safeairbags.com. I looked up mine just to check.
Boom, there
it
is.
I'm good. But I'm like trying to remind everybody in my life that might have a car from 2018. Like, hey.
We'll have that in the show notes. kbo.fm/thegap.
That's us.
I want to go back to what you were saying about the measures.
Yeah. Sorry, I was rambling.
Oh, no, it's all good.
I don't know how we got here. Go ahead.
It was a monumental moment in your life. You had to share. It's fine.
The car thing?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
In California, going back to what the sheriff's department and the pamphlet guy were saying, it said in California, this already, people tried this in California with the, specifically with the ban for magazines that have over 10 bullets in it. Made me wonder, like, why are they trying this? This has a precedent, so this is why kind of try it again. But it made me, you know, it makes me think about maybe the actual push was about the database because there hasn't been a precedent for that yet.
Yeah.
And it's also just like interesting to see the folks that are kind of who's advocating for it and who's not, because it is kind of like a mixed bag. It's mm-hmm. it really seemed to be one of the few measures that like really separate, like it really like folks are really considering this, and some folks might who's let's say politics might not really align with this are voting for it, and people mm-hmm. whose politics do align with it are not voting for it.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to see that kind of show up, and just interesting. I don't know, my prediction for this specifically, it was kind of what it was back then, where I'm like, I don't know, you kind of see that this doesn't work. I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why we're doing this, and I understand that, you know, this country definitely desperately needs gun reform and gun safety, and to like elevate that conversation. And if we've seen that there's a precedent for this not working, why push for it? So mm-hmm. I hopefully, you know,
I believe it's modeled after legislation from somewhere on the East Coast that has stood, but it would be one of the most restrictive in the nation. I guess if we're making predictions, my estimation is that, I mean, the judge was talking about, like, we're going to separate the lines out by the comma and we're going to do this. And, like, they're making the argument that, like, oh, well, it calls them, you know, it doesn't call them a purchaser in this line. It calls them, you know, a background check holder or something. Mm-hmm. Like, these really minutiae, even though there's all these lines about, hey, if there's part of this that we can't have, the rest of it sure. should stay in effect. I think that my estimation would be that the Harney County judge is going to strike down the whole thing.
Sure.
And then it's going to get appealed and then separated out. But in all of that, it probably means that it won't actually be enforced for a couple of years. That's my guess of mm-hmm. how things are going to go, just kind of seeing how they've been so far. Yeah, I don't know. And then there's other measures coming into effect, other things from the ballot this past year and from in 2020. So, right, the new year now.
New year, new me.
New year, new me, new shrooms. therapeutic psilocybin treatment is now like legal, and there's supposedly a structure for trying to treat people with psilocybin.
You hear that? You hear that, Kaiser?
Get in there, insurance.
I wonder if what I'm interested in seeing that development. Wonder if like the OLCC will be in charge of it.
I think it's like related to it, but. I mean, as much as there's, and this is one of the interesting things that happened last year, was there were a lot of like counties and localities that sort of banned anyone selling psilocybin, mm-hmm. which it wasn't designed, like the measure that that voters passed isn't like, hey, let's have shroom stores like we have weed stores. It wasn't going to be like that. But some of them banned it for 2 years so that they could add regulation. And then other ones of them banned it like indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably just means you need to drive a couple towns over if you are interested in getting psilocybin treatment for, like, you know, complex PTSD and stuff, because that's one of the things that they want to apply it towards and try to help people with. But yeah, it'll be interesting to finally get that in action, you know, because mm-hmm. so much of this is like such delayed gratification, you
sure.
know? Which I understand, obviously, like things need to be set up. There wasn't structure for it ahead of time. But it's like, oh, yeah, that was a big deal in 2020. It was a big victory. We were so excited
sure,
for, like,
right,
helping
right.
people. And it's like, oh, finally, now, 2023, we get to maybe see it in action.
January 1st.
Yeah. Maybe, it might have been the 3rd, you know, because January 1st. Or the,
it's a federal holiday.
Right. It's observed.
Oh, Thea, let me have this. It's let me have the facade of like the dramatics of being
yeah.
the first day
the
of the year.
The first of the year. Yeah. 1/1/2023. And now, you know, they're working on in Portland implementing Measure 26228.
Boom.
The
coming.
City government reform measure.
They're coming for you. I mean,
who's they?
I guess we're coming
like,
for City
yeah,
Hall. I don't
yeah,
know.
Effective government's coming for you. Look out.
We're coming to give you roads with not too many potholes,
yeah.
equal representation
yep.
in City Hall.
Accountability.
Accountability is coming. Get it in writing.
Yeah, get it in writing. Finally living up to our motto, the city that works.
The mighty
when
pen.
When did we decide on that, by the way?
I didn't write.
I just
no one
on
asked
the,
me.
On the trucks.
I remember seeing that and I made a chuckle.
Yeah.
Because as a rude East Coaster,
it's a wee bit ironic.
Work. No coffee shop is open before like 10:30 in the morning.
And they close at 4.
If they're open in the morning, they're closed at night. If they're open, I don't understand. Listen, I'm here for it, though.
Yeah. We love Portland.
So the city government charter reform is in. Yeah, they're starting the first sessions. I saw on the website.
Yeah, they're looking for. They I think pulled together a volunteer panel to try to like get it in action. You know,
get it in writing.
But
any predictions there?
Oh, I'm hyped. I don't know. I'm too excited. In a way, it's like unprecedented. You know, like that is a big change that voters passed. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that they did.
7 times before people have tried. And this 7 times the charm.
That's something to be proud of. You know, you got to look back at history and say, like, look.
Perseverance.
Big business tried to put their thumb on the scale every 10 years to make sure that this didn't happen, you know, and. We're gonna see real change, and it, apparently, according to Mayor Ted Wheeler, it's tied up in his new committee assignments for the commissioners that we have now, shuffling things around. So, Renee Gonzalez took Hardesty's seat and kept some of the emergency services, so like fire and rescue, emergency services, Portland Street Response is under him, but the Bureau of Transportation is now under MAPS, and Rubio took the Housing Bureau from Dan Ryan.
Dan, I haven't done anything in 15 and a half years, Ryan.
I like that that's including before he ever was on city council. You're like, you know, the last 15.
I'm kidding. He's done more than I have, for then, sure. Yeah. But not
Dan Ryan took the Parks Department.
Oh,
from Rubio.
I feel like he can handle that.
Right. And what Wheeler's kind of like explanation for this stuff was to try to have bureaus that are more related to each other under one person, which makes sense.
But why is he thinking of this now?
Great question. And can I say something else? If the commissioner system that we do have that we're getting rid of, thank goodness, if it was even a little bit less screwed up, he just wouldn't have the power to assign bureaus anyway. Like, we would be electing somebody who's, you know, like the utilities commissioner or whatever, and be in charge of like the water bureau and all of those different, or like emergency services person who could come from the, you know, whatever.
From the have a background that's related to the department that they're
that's
in.
That's theoretically why people had a commissioner government to begin with. So it's getting consolidated, which hopefully will result in less, you know, doubling back and conflicting leadership over related bureaus. But I mean, short-lived.
How long do they have in the... It's clock is ticking.
The clock is indeed ticking. I believe when we interviewed Damon Mott's story, they said 2024 is the first election that will be for all 12 city councilors. 12. Ugh.
I wonder who's... I'm so excited to see... some ideas of some people who are going to run because they've
I'm really excited to see you run.
Some excited for some, less excited for others.
Yeah.
Excited for the train wrecks. It's going to be a drama. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to come together.
I'm
excited for it.
I'm like exhilarated thinking about it. It's going to make a big change.
It's going to be a full town effort. Like, think of it, you know, three people from three people for four districts.
Yeah.
That's each district having multiple campaigns happening at once. That's a lot of people power. You know, like that's going to, it's, I'm really excited just to see how, I hope we come together and don't get fractured even more. Oh. I'm excited for the drama. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Just remember, get in writing.
Yeah. Get it in writing. Spell it out. Use it or lose it, as we like to say. But yeah, there's definitely going to be totally new electoral dynamics. Mm-hmm. I mean, campaigning is going to be way more specific to what part of the city that you live in. And, you know, you're only needing to pay attention to the ones in your district because those are the ones that you can actually vote for. I mean, I'm sure we'll be reporting on and then we're talking about 12 people that actually get elected. There's going to be more than that are actually running, plus the mayor, plus the city auditor.
I didn't even all the people that'll be running for this, the actual 12. I think this is a prediction I have.
Okay, predict.
I see there's going to be a triathlon.
Ooh.
Where all the people that are running for each district, they're going to see who's going to fill who's going to fill the most pothole in 30 minutes.
Mm.
Who's going to I know, that's the only thing that
shake,
I can think.
Who can shake hands and kiss babies the most?
Oh, yes.
In a COVID-safe way.
Right. Got to figure that out.
Yeah. So, you know, they're moving quickly, but it's a spray of the hand sanitizer, rub, rub, shake.
Like NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. The pit crew, clean me up. I have to shake hands with another constituent.
Who's going to clear out the trash cans in the parks the fastest? Like, yeah. Really just things that are related to these... to these things, especially the potholes. I will be on the hills of the potholes. Hate them. You can ruin your whole day with a bad pothole. Ruin your car, boom, there goes your life.
Yeah. Ugh. Sometimes I go over a pothole and I'm like, was that fine?
Yeah. It didn't feel fine. And we have to turn down the radio because you're like, let's see if something got shaken loose out of there.
Yeah, you don't want to shake it loose.
But I also predict that I think that in some districts, especially ones that have been... that will finally have like some sort of representation as far as like demographic representation, just like, you know, working class folks, stuff like that. I see, God willing, I really hope that this is what we'll see. People, as opposed to like cannibalizing on each other who are closest in districts or in the same district even, I see them using the power of look how much we've done together as a community and actually like, you know, not really be in competition with each other, but be more of like, I don't know, just actually want to do something good for their district.
Yeah.
In the most, like, how to say, like, kind of like the most, like, communal way possible. Because it goes down to the community. So I think that people will, I know people can't, like, necessarily run together or something, right? But I definitely see it.
Well, that is part of it.
That, sure, be more of like a strong.
It's going to be ranked choice voting.
Oh, there it is. There it is. That, on top, you know, of ranked choice voting. That's the whole top of it. I forgot. Oh,
right.
God.
We did an experiment of that this year. Go back and listen to that episode. It's really good. But anyway, that there is going to likely be more collaboration. And some of the
collaboration, that's the word, yes.
Right. Some of the dynamics probably won't shake out for a few election cycles. But it is a lot more likely that, you know, if there's one city council candidate from your neighborhood or like from your district, they're probably not going to be like, hey, this other person, they suck.
Sure.
We hate them. Do not vote for them. They're going to ruin this city. You know, they're more likely to say like, you know, like I feel very strongly about these particular issues. I think I'm knowledgeable in these areas. I really want to serve my neighbors on these particular issues. But, you know, vote. Give me number one. Give number two to myself, to this person over
here. Who's your neighbor, literally?
Yeah.
You know?
Who's similar to me in this way? You know, help us vote out. Or if you're going to, you know, give her number one, maybe I'll be your number two.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Like, that there's more ways to be, I mean, it's thought that it will lead to less divisiveness.
I was going
to
say, because it'll be more of a common interest to like more positive things to come together versus like the, you know, the where we've come to where you have extremists on both sides and then they're, and it's just like, you know, you got extremists on both sides and then you kind of find the common denominator of what do we hate the most versus what do we want to accomplish the most or what do we anyone but, for example, in, you know, 2020, anyone but Trump.
Right.
When it was like, well, that doesn't really get us to like, you know, is that really our strategy? Like, that's sad that this is the point that we've come to. Like, this is the only thing that we have. So this is where ranked choice voting kind of. In a lot of ways, like, minimizes that
kind of
extreme. Yeah, it's like you just get people that are more relatable because literally they're in your district and it's, you know, in a lot of ways less cutthroat. I can imagine as far as like spending for campaigns will be, you know, we're looking at, in my imagination, like grassroots efforts, not like millions and millions of dollars that, or 96% discounts down in downtown offices. You know who you are.
Right.
You know, so...
It's me. I'm just kidding. It's not. Go ahead.
So I'm excited to see that. And, yeah, for communities and, like, neighborhoods to come together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Hopefully it'll be what we need now after years of, you know, being pushed, you know, to the margins of being extreme and having, you know, people in government that don't really, I think, represent, like, the whole of the people. They just kind of end up... by default, kind of like with the mayoral race in, was it 2020? Where there was a write-in campaign for Teresa Radford. And it was, in many ways, like,
people,
you know,
preferred someone other.
Someone else, but the because, of, you know, how to say, the whatever, split first, the vote. You could, you know, quote-unquote, split the vote. And then by default, you get Ted Wheeler again, where it's like, from the numbers, I can see this is not the people's will, you know.
It's a plurality. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing, you know, a new capacity to sort of coalesce around common ideas and especially, you know, these things that are so, you know, theoretically important to Portland's identity and like the way that we do things here, but don't have, you know, a strong advocate for them necessarily. I guess I'm thinking right now about like environmental issues and our commitments in that regard. Are we living up to them?
Mm-hmm.
Zenith, hello.
It's got reintroduced.
Yeah, and new ways that City Hall politics can work. You know, we're not looking at five people voting. You know, we're looking at 12 and you know, having more complex political identities. It's like, well, we know that we have this like pro-environmental block, or we know that we have, you know, these particular group of people that are, you know, really pro-bus or something. Mm-hmm. Like, or we have a contingency that is, you know, focused on racial justice and reparations that Portland needs to do to different communities and stuff like that. Like, that there's a lot of different angles and issues that you can align on that are not just like, well, I'm the pro-business person for the whole city. It's like, well, you're also responsible to a certain section of the city.
Well, it's constituents.
And they need your potholes.
Yeah, they gotta get those potholes. It's yeah. And I think that we've seen it very clearly play out over and over and over again, where we've seen when people are voting in City Hall, like there's usually the one vote, which is, you know, the descending hardesty vote, basically. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes a Rubio dissent. Now she's the most progressive person on council.
Here we are.
Cool.
What is it? May 2024 is coming. It's a coming.
Yeah. Or no, it'll just be November. We won't.
Oh, November 20. Yeah.
I think we'll have a state primary, but we won't have like a city primary.
Interesting.
Oh, but do instant runoff.
But listen, even so, we're talking about a presidential election year.
Oh, true.
You know, so let's not forget. Ooh, I'm excited for Cable to hear what Cable's going to be reporting during that time.
Can I tell you a little? I just want to mention it. It might not be. Maybe it'll be resolved by tomorrow. But yesterday, Representative Kevin McCarthy lost 6 consecutive votes to become the Speaker of the House,
mm-hmm.
which means that nobody got sworn in. The House rules were not enacted. So we currently have 0 representatives in the House of Representatives and no rules, which is why you see so many videos in there. Normally they adopt rules because the Speaker signs people in,
sure.
or swears people in, and then everybody votes to adopt like the rules. And he has these quote-unquote Freedom Caucus, about 20 people who won't vote for him in his own party. And they're trying to extract major concessions out of him. You have to get 218 to become the Speaker. He's getting like 203 or something. So he doesn't have enough votes, and people won't step back and like lower the threshold mm-hmm. of people that are going to vote. And not winning on the first vote hasn't happened in exactly 100 years. It was 1923 when it took a couple votes. And then before that, it was like pre-Civil War stuff, like fighting over slavery, like beating each other on the House floor with a cane of Charles Sumner. So it's an interesting time. And you know, the kind of like concessions that the far right, and here's the thing. Kevin McCarthy is very conservative, mm-hmm. is like a Trump dude, like mm-hmm. made ingratiated himself in that very intentionally, and he's still not far enough right for them. They're asking him to abolish the Office of Congressional Ethics. They're like, you got to get rid of it. And he's like, sure, vote for me. And then they won't.
This is, you know, there's this, you know, that Maurice Mitchell article that I shared with you.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking about it with Derek, and he was saying, well, I wonder if the right is having issues with like fractioning and like maximalism and like this neopolitics identities and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, he's like, I bet you they are so happy to see us being fractured on the left. And I looked at him, I'm like, oh no. They're like things are, you're not bigoted enough. Like that's literally, you know, it's like you're not extreme enough. So we're going to have the Freedom Caucus, woof. And that's fascinating.
Yeah, who would have thought that platforming insurrectionist demagoguery, like post-truth?
I mean, listen, and also with the election presidential year coming up, and Trump said that he is going to be running. I hate to say the traditional media, I guess legacy media, whatever. Mm. I wonder if they're going to make the same exact mistake of giving free airtime, constantly blasting him and giving free publicity, free PR, 28 hours a day.
Yeah.
What, of course, he's in my psyche.
Right.
You know, he's in my heart and soul. You know, I'm trying to purge him since 2016, you know? So, like, I think we have a lot of things that we can, again, kind of like reflecting back on how we were, mm-hmm. setting those intentions with reflections, you know, yeah. kind of like it can't be like this one-sided thing, you know, gotta have the two to like really understand where you're going. Like yeah. we can, you know, kind of like dream up what we want and our intentions and all that. But if we're not learning from our mistakes before, we're bound to make them again.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, lots to look at. I mean, with the divided Congress, it's like, how much is really going to get done? It was funny because reporters were like, Biden, what do you think about this? And he's like, it's not my problem. And frankly, it's pretty embarrassing that this is happening. Which is funny. And the Democrats have been so united around the new minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, like every single time. And they're at 212 votes, by the way. Like, I don't know. It's very interesting politicking. I did hear somebody talking about that the dynamics of 2020 and 2022 kind of show that more moderate voters are not down with Trump, not down with insurrectionist type stuff, are going to vote against it. And then if, you know, DeSantis and Trump are like competing mm-hmm. for that in the primary, because in the primary, for whatever party, they're going to try to go farther from the center. They're like, I'm the most your guy that there's ever going to be. I'm going to be the furthest right.
Sure.
I'm going to say something crazier than Trump. I'm going to ship more migrants to random blue states. And the same thing on the left. Like, they're going to try to move left. And then in the general election, when they're trying to appeal to everybody, not just their base, they're going to try to move to the center.
This happens every
right,
time. Yeah.
Right. But with, you know, sort of 2020 and 2022, observers are kind of looking at that like, okay, well, the taking a hard right turn doesn't really seem like it's winning at this point. You know, Republicans didn't take the Senate. There was no red wave. You know, it was more of a ripple. There we go. Got to get the metaphors and the idioms right.
We're all about the metaphors and
idioms.
That's
another goal, intention for 2023. Nail it down.
We're going to
figure
it out.
Get it in writing. Spell it out. I'm writing nail it down. I don't know what that one means.
Idiomize.
Nail it down. Ideate.
Ideate. Idioms.
Idioms.
Some sort of metaphors.
This is all going
similes.
on the page, by the way.
This is like a free, free association writing, writing piece.
And that's what you wanted to hear this morning, right?
Of course, yes. right. And for folks, they're like, where's the community question? I want to remind again, we're doing pre-recorded because the station is on the fritz. And
some of our broadcast equipment.
Yes, it's not working right now, but we're still here on the airwaves.
In your ears.
And pre-recorded.
But pre-recorded. And I will say though that if you want to tell us about your New Year's intentions, your thoughts about McCarthy's embarrassing votes in the House, anything that's happening locally, let us know. You can message us on Instagram at thegapradio, or you can email us thegapradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We feature them on our mailbag segment.
Oh, yeah. And we have a mailbag, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll mention the mail. You can also mail us things.
Yes. To a physical mail. That's what you mean. The snail mail.
Snail mail.
And shout out to Derek for a beautiful postcard.
A beautiful postcard.
We're trying to figure out.
We thought it was the St. John's Bridge.
It's not St. John's Bridge.
We were wrong.
It is Newport Marina.
Newport Marina.
Beautiful.
But yes, send us a postcard. We'd love that. Anyway.
20 Southeast 8th Ave, Portland, Oregon, 97214.
Yeah, at KBOO. That's us. Send us a massage. We would love to hear what you have to say.
Oh, a message. It's a massage. Don't send me massages.
I was being funny. In lieu of our call-in segment that we normally like to have in the morning.
Yes, which are, they really set me off for the whole weekend. I really think about it for like hours and hours afterwards. And I'm like, man, this was really, really great.
I know. That is kind of the sad thing, as much as we're like, we always have fun talking to each other.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we're friends in real life, not just radio friends. But it is always like invigorating to hear from people and, you know, get to engage on topics to provoke conversation, to provoke connection and community, you know.
I learn new things. Camilla teaches me a lot of things also.
Yeah, shout out Camilla.
Yeah. And then we've got Susan. I mean, we got so many great people that call in.
Yeah.
And we appreciate every single one of you. And what else? I'm trying to think for the upcoming year, if we have anything that we want to let listeners know. I know that, again, we've mentioned, get in touch with us if you have any things happening any kind of like community oriented, justice oriented events, you can hit us up on the Instagram. It's at The Gap Radio.
Yep. Right? Or email thegapradio@gmail.com.
There it is.
We will respond to you.
We will respond one way or another. Be nice. Everyone's always nice. Everyone is always super nice.
But... email tirades are so 2022.
Yeah. The things we're leaving in last, I guess we can end with things we're leaving in the last year.
What do you want to leave behind?
It's a good question. I'm leaving behind takeout.
Oh.
Okay. That's it. That's not who I want to be anymore. It doesn't represent who I am.
Yeah. In a food vein, I kind of want to leave behind, you know, when you don't have any food in the house and you're like, what can I eat? And I'm like, I have like saltines and a handful of like chocolate chips. And I'm like, what do we have? I want to do less of that and just, you know, make the change, which is, hey, go get groceries so you can eat something real. You know, sometimes I just put stuff off like that.
Sure.
Do laundry more regularly. Mm. Sometimes you see me in a really weird outfit. It's like, where did you... I've never seen you wear that. And I have laundry. Like, there's really no reason for me not to do it.
Oh, you don't go to the laundromat?
No.
Oh, my God.
I know. This is why I'm leaving it behind. Because I know it's not relatable. It's not related. It's just my own brain that prevents me from... Doing the things that I need to do sometimes.
Well, with the cleanliness, I'm leaving behind not dusting.
Oh, not dusting.
Yeah. I want to dust a little bit more. I notice when you dust things, it really feels like it's like you're in a whole new place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a layer of grime. Of course, you know, it'd feel better to not have it there.
It's easy to get complacent. You know? Mm-hmm. I have some cleaning on the agenda.
Sure. Althea is pointing at her cranium.
I'm pointing at the brain agenda.
Is that the frontal cortex?
The frontal lobe.
I also am, I want to leave, you know how I've been watching a TV show a lot, the murder TV show, the detective show.
Are you not allowed to say it?
I don't know. I feel like, I've been watching a lot of Castle. And I really enjoy it.
Everybody be cool about it.
Because it's Nathan Fillion and he's in Firefly.
Don't tell anybody that she's watching Castle, okay? Like, and keep it on the DL.
I did the same thing with the show I was watching beforehand where I'm like four episodes and I'm almost finished and I won't watch them. I just won't watch them. I did the same thing with Star Trek. I did the same thing with Shabbat. I did that for a long time
with the last season of Parks and Rec.
What is that? You're like just...
It's not wanting to leave the world, you know?
I gotta get that checked out. Yeah. I don't know. I gotta go get that checked out somewhere. But
well, and I think that's hard now. I mean, Castle was a long running show. There's so many limited series now. It's only 8 episodes. You can't not.
Castle. Only get 8. Castle is like 8 seasons. That's right. I'm invested. It's another thing. I don't want to be invested in. No, actually, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I need it. I need a little getaway.
But sometimes, I mean, what I will say about TV shows, there's sometimes the payoff isn't totally there in the end.
Sure.
Especially with really long-running ones. They're like, did you guys not think about how you wanted it to end?
Remember Lost?
I mean, technically, no. Mm. But I remember my physics teacher being really peeved about how it ended.
Or The Sopranos?
Yeah. Well, people like The Sopranos.
The end of The Sopranos.
Oh, they don't like the end of The
Sopranos. Oh, this is a cultural divide right here.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. My sister's going to hear this, and she's going to get on my case.
Oh, you're very lucky. Oh, you're very lucky. Ugh.
I'm not good with gore, so I haven't. But
you can fast forward it, you know. But there's a little gore. I don't like the gore either, but it's it's storytelling. Storytelling, it's a family. It's really a family film.
They're telling stories.
The stories of a family.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to try to read more this year.
Oh, that's
I got
nice.
Back into reading. I'm reading a really good book right now. I'll put it in the show notes.
So you're leaving behind not reading.
Well, I got back into it last summer. Again, a great summer. I read a lot of books because I was, again, competing in a reading challenge to try to win a raffle. I didn't win.
Mm.
Or if I did win, they never told me.
What was the prize?
It would have been a 2-night stay on the coast.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, that'll motivate you, right? Nobody said it had to be high art that you're reading.
Should do that. I like that.
You want to go to the coast this year?
I would like to put on a raffle where people...
Oh, put on a raffle.
Yeah, where
sure.
people...
Well, we could do both.
Half a night of the coast. Okay, a lunch with me.
Oh, a lunch. Okay.
A lunch with me.
You were going to say half a night. No, all right, 3 a.m., get out of here.
No, I was like, you can't have half. That's like a 3-hour drive anyways. But
yeah.
We can, yeah, just like a spend time. Yeah, do more raffles. I want to do more fun things like that. That's also what I'm leaving behind, not doing more raffles.
Right. And that's a big one that I've been really wanting you to change. You know, the years that we've known each other, it's like, when is she going to stop?
Can we do cable raffle?
When is she going to stop not doing raffles?
Can we do that? We can do that on the air.
Well, let's ask Mike.
All right, that's
it. Hey, Mike. We have a lot of things to do.
This is good. This is, the wheels are turning. I mean, the intentions are setting.
Agenda items, you know?
The bag of spinach is smiling.
The bag of spinach. The bag of spinach is smiling and rubbing its hands together. It's like, they're doing it. And also, I'm a part of it.
Inspired by a bag of spinach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess as parting words for the end of the year, or for the new year and the end of the show,
right?
Check on your bag of spinach. It's in the refrigerator since November. It probably needs to be eaten or thrown out.
Yeah.
And,
or,
you
know, you could blend it up into a smoothie.
Even if it's like rotten?
Well, maybe if it's like really wet, don't.
Get that extra
Actually, you know
protein.
What? Don't take my advice about it. I'm not super credible on this front.
Tell your that bag of spinach in the back of your fridge your intentions for the new year.
Yeah.
And then...
Or email it to us if you want.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely email it to us. And then just put it on a little raft and let it burn at sea.
Yeah. Cover it in resin, put it in your back pocket, you know, like we said. And you know what that means.
The end of the just because the year ended doesn't mean you got to throw everything you've done in the last year
That's
away.
That's true. That's Not at true. All. Not resting on our laurels, but like our old show, acknowledging the win column.
I'll rest on laurels. I got to rest sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna start my new beginning by going to the gym and saying, I don't want this membership anymore.
I'll go with you if you want. We can make a day of it.
They'll try to sell you on it. You'll end up with it. You'll walk out with
no,
a membership.
I don't.
They're
I,
good.
I,
they are good. It was the one gym. I was like, I'm going to see different gyms. I went to one.
You're like, I'm going to shop around. I shopped at one.
Good luck. Good luck with everything.
Good luck. Godspeed.
Hopefully we'll be back next week.
We will probably be here. It may be pre-recorded. We're going to do our best.
We'll see. Yes. If you know someone who's good with electricity, maybe they can help us out.
We'll just sort of see how it goes. I don't know. It's sort of a poor note to end on. I really want to, you know, energy. New year. Get excited. Get it in writing.
Or else.
Spell it out. Use it or lose it. Nail it down. Ideate. These are all idioms.
Idioms. Ideate. Well, here, just for you to
Oh,
end
maybe up. we could do, next time we could do a poll of what people think our motto for the year should be.
Ooh.
That'd be fun.
That's nice. I was going to say, for you, so you can end on that. So for you to be happy, to end on a happy note, just think of the charter reform.
Because
it's in.
Oh, you put the smile
it's
on
It's in,
my face.
And think
moving.
Of all the fun things that you're going to be seeing and all the updates and all the different people campaigning. You might be like, oh, I know this person. Or, oh, my God, what about this person? Or we can find new people to make fun of. It's all up in the air. It's all open. The door is open.
The door
road
is
flung open.
Open to change. Okay?
The road is open and no potholes are near.
Whoa.
Yes.
What a dream. And no randomly hanging power lines like was outside of
Oh, yeah. Shout out to that UPS truck that
Knock
really just almost
wood.
Really ruined the day for a lot of people.
Well.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry to this truck.
And thank you to the neighbor who pointed out that I was endangering the world. So.
Well, it wasn't your fault.
It was my, no, it was the tree's fault, actually, breaking like that.
Blame it on the trees.
What the Lorax say?
Well, this has been The Gap on KBOO Portland.
Thank you.
We really appreciate everybody sticking with us. We're so glad to be back, and we're sorry that we missed you the past couple weeks, but we've been working, okay? We've been trying to be here.
Safely.
Safely. And we really appreciate everybody listening, and we really hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you or hear you, be with you next week in person. Hopefully, maybe
hopefully.
Not.
Hopefully,
we'll
hopefully.
Stay in touch. Check out the Instagram page.
At The Gap Radio.
To find out what's up.
Email us, thegapradio@gmail.com. Send us snail mail. We love it all.
Yay.
I'm Althea.
I'm Tammy.
This has been The Gap.
Bye.
See you next time. Girl, we run this mother. Girl, we run the world.